brilliant, fantastic effort for football, I thought. Terrific game. I would say if they keep going like they are, any team that finishes above Sheffield United will get promoted. I thought they were terrific. The first goal was class from them, nothing we could do about it. The only disappointment for our side is the two goals we lost after half time. You know, we showed them yesterday about quick free kicks and reiterated at half time, and we come off, we switch off. From their point of view, it's a great goal. Billy Sharp's absolutely flying at the moment and showed what a top player he is. And then the third goal's a poor corner from them. We don't clear it near post and it finds its way in. But you know, we're up against, I said before, it's at time a side in form, with, you know, playing with momentum, but and a lot of Championship, you know, players in their side. You know, they're as strong as you could get in this league, and I thought we went toe to toe with them, and really proud of the lads, and I thought it was a terrific advert for football. And believe it or not, I wish I'd do the pools or whatever. The pools still going? I don't know. The lottery then, because you know, before we were saying this morning, we've not lost more than one goal. They've tightened up since they've gone to three at the back. It looked like possibly nil nil all over it, and I said to somebody this morning, do you know what? It'll end up being three each, and you can imagine when it was 3-2, I'm thinking, I hope my mum in prophecy doesn't come right, you know. But it was not. I'm proud to be involved in a game like that. I thought both two proper football clubs, great sets of supporters. If you said, you know, do you want a nil nil or three all day, three all, the entertainment value was terrific. We could have won it at the end, they could have won it.
Did you think Jody had won it for us when he hit the bar? I saw you jump up.
It looks a bit disappointed because I don't know how clear a chance it was. But again, I thought, you know, at times he run behind. And you know, we'd not say rested. We changed a few people on Tuesday and we brought fresh ones in today. You know, and I thought in Timothy Dieng early on, he got about a part. Because the boy Duffy, believe, you know, he is a top player in there. Certainly at this level. He played Championship. He would, you know, one of the main men for Burton last year when they went up. And he plays in that little 10 role. And I think we did well to snuff him out. The front two were a handful. You know, they play balls in behind. All over the park. I just thought it was a real cracking football game. And as you say, it'd have been harsh on any side that would have lost.
Yeah, and you made the change with the diamond, how and a big back four today as well. How do you think the changes? How do you think the changes went?
I was really pleased. I've got to say, we looked at how we can make opportunities against them, because I say that they've got the system now. The three at the back, and you saw the big boy down the middle, Landell, is it? And I'm saying to him after the game,
isn't he?
As soon as he gets back to Wolves, hopefully in January, the better for everyone in this division, because he was outstanding. But then they've got experience of Basham and Wright, either side of them have, you know, played at a higher level. Good wing backs, midfield two are excellent. Fleck and Coote, Scottish boys, so you expect them to be excellent. Dawn, you go through the side, you know, that they've got really good players. So, you know, for us to go out, and so have we, and go match them and as I say, go toe to toe with them. But I thought, Rory, if we'd have had different personnel maybe available, we might have matched them up and, you know, played Meza higher up, or maybe Maka going forward a little bit more. But we didn't, we haven't really got over attacking fullbacks. Obviously Killers are centre half playing in there, and I just felt
three assists today for Killer.
Was there? Yeah. Gosh, that's brilliant. You know, they play a lot of balls to the back post, to the left wing back to get in, 6'2". So I also thought in that area, and certainly aerially with free kicks and corners, Rory would, you know, want to be involved in that. So no, I was happy. I thought at times when the game was frenetic, you know, we got Clark in them little areas, we got Jordy down the sides. Sometimes we went long to hands. We had options. We had variety. But I've got to stress, we're playing against a really good side today. They'll turn you around, they'll get on it. I thought it was a really good performance by both sides.
I think Chris Wilder would say that they were playing against a really good side today. The point that we made beforehand as well, taking on from what you'd said about it being the biggest game in League One, not just today, but across the course of the season, it's unusual to see a team or two teams coming up against each other where the DNA of the club is so much ingrained in the managers, you with Bradford City and him, Chris Wilder, with Sheffield United. You know, it's sort of a bit old school, proper football, isn't it?
Yeah, and as I say, I thought the game, you know, I'm sure we all said before the game, myself, Chris, Nilly and Kenny, the two assistants, man, it's a day like this, you want to be out there involved in the game. And half the time
we didn't go on the pitch at one point, you were halfway on it.
Yeah, well, I've got a sore throat and the lads couldn't hear me, so. But, as I say, I'm as happy as possibly you can be with a point at home. So you've got to look at, as I say, the quality we're up against today, being behind, you know, twice in the game, obviously then to go 3-2 up, disappointed with the two goals we've given away, but overall, a fair result. And I thought, you know, for the neutral, which there weren't many in here, it was a fantastic game.
It's interesting you say that all day long you'd rather have a 3-3 than a 0-0, because I asked another manager this week, would you rather have a 1-0 or a 4-3, and he smiled and said, as a manager, a 1-0, but as a fan, a football fan, yeah, a 4-3.
Yeah, no, all through my career as a manager and a coach, and I've not fallen out with goalkeeping coaches and centre-halves, that'd be my captain, all day I would have a 3 all above a 0-0. 0-0's bore me to death. But having said that, you sometimes get good 0-0s. I was one the other week against Oxford, if when I lost the goal in the last minute, would have been a decent 0-0. But no, I thought credit to both sets of supporters today, made it a fantastic atmosphere. And, you know, I know I'm slightly biased because I've got a lot of affection for both clubs, but it's two sides that hopefully can be next season playing in a higher division, because the supporters in the stadium and the people that run in the clubs deserve it.
It'll be interesting to look at the crowds later on tonight when we do for the championship to see what they were today, because it was 20 odd thousand here.
Just short
today.
21 actually,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah. Mark McNulty obviously couldn't play today, and you cheekily asked if he could play, and I can imagine exactly what Chris Wilder said when you asked the question. Conspiracy theory during the rounds that if he carries on where he left off the other night and scores, say, 10 goals between now and Christmas, Chris Wilder might recall him in January, even if he doesn't then play him, just to stop you having him. Is that something that's
nah. Listen, you look, they brought the boy Caelan Lavery from Sheffield Wednesday and paid a fair few quid for him, because we were looking at him, but we couldn't afford what obviously Sheffield United had paid for him.
He played with McNulty last year at Pompey, didn't
that's
he?
Right, yeah. So they've got him, they've got Leon Clark, you know, again, you know, was on a good fair few quid to come back from injury, so they've got goal scorers in the side, they've got big players, and as I say, I think any team that finish above Sheffield United this season will go up.
Yeah, I was just going to mention Colin Doe, because he held his hand up last week in that game against Oxford, but when it was 1-0, made a point-blank stop to keep us in the game, and he made a couple of good saves second half as well.
Yeah, he certainly did. I think a lot of people were crying for a foul somewhere down there before the ball came in. And
well, Tony McMahon was.
Thought
it was a foul. I think there was a handball here for their first goal as well.
Only one?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there was a handball last week.
Yeah.
But no, we won't go on. I thought the referee did fine. But yeah, as you say, Doyley was... he's disappointed to lose three. He's come in, and obviously because of two goals, he says, we talked about half time, the quick free kick, switch on, and we lose a goal from that, and obviously a third goal. No goalkeeper likes to lose three. But, yeah, again, he's been terrific out all season for his big Doyle, and he pulled off some good saves when we needed him.
Just a final point about the referee. He's a Premier League referee who was refereeing at this level today for the first time in about 3 years. I spoke to him beforehand, and he said, can you emphasise, I've not been dropped. Do you notice a difference between Premier League referees and the regular referees that you get?
No. Listen, I know if I've spoken before a game, and he's fine. We're managers and players. All you want with referees, they're always going to make good and bad decisions. It's just a nature of life. But you just want ones that you can speak to and you get a bit of respect from, and you give them respect. And you know, it was fine. It was a frantic derby. I'm sure he'll got a couple of things wrong, but over the piece, we're not talking about the referee. There was no howlers. There was no big decisions, I don't think, that he got wrong. We're coming away talking about what we should be talking about. Two really good football sides, a great atmosphere, and a great advert for soccer.
Yeah, and I'm sure if we play like that next week at Wimbledon, we'll probably go with the points.
Well, you look at Wimbledon's result, they've won again today.
They're right,
they're
up there.
They're probably the form team in this division.
So we keep finding them, don't we?
Oh,
teams.
Unbelievable. Yeah. But you know, they started a bit slow in this division, but they've kicked on now, and they've had some fantastic results. So, yet again, it'll be another tough one.